It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. For this month's Artscape, we're looking at graphic design, specifically how it's being used in this year's presidential campaigns. To help us, we have Benjamin Chaikin, a Providence-based graphic designer and educator. He's a graphic design critic for the Rhode Island School of Design. For listeners who want to follow along, you can find the presidential campaign logos we're about to critique at ripr.org, as long as you're not driving right now. And welcome, Ben. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
I guess we should start with a working definition of graphic design.
Okay. Graphic design is the design of communication. It looks at how we say what we say and who we're saying it to, whether that is book design, newspapers, posters, logos, could be motion work, videos, other advertising. You know, it's everything that gives identity and voice to communication.
Okay. We're looking at campaign logos, the presidential ones. I want to start with one that really attracted my attention, and that is the Hillary Clinton logo for her campaign. This one seems to be the most abstract. Can you kind of deconstruct this for us? What's going on here?
Sure. The Hillary logo that we're looking at now is an H, a blue H, but the crossbar of the H, the horizontal line, is red and is an arrow pointing to the right.
It doesn't have any words in it.
Right.
And what I got out of it when I first looked at it quickly was that it was a real estate ad. That it looks, to me, I guess it looks like a house.
It does sort of look like a house on its side, I suppose. When it first was announced, it was very controversial in my world. At least it may not have been out in the world, but people said, oh, it looks like a real estate symbol. Why is the arrow red? Why is it pointing to the right? You know, what do these things mean in terms of what Hillary stands for?
What do they mean?
I mean, it's an excellent question, right? On the one hand, yeah, we can argue that it should have been pointing to the left, but then would it have looked like it was pointing backwards? You know, we read from left to right. And so my guess is that, you know, the motion to the right is not about the political spectrum, but is about progress. You know, to look at it and just say, oh, well, there shouldn't be a red arrow because red means Republican, arrow to the right means the right wing, is, I think, a really first look at it. And I think what's been really interesting is seeing how they've been using it. That it is red, white, and blue, or red and blue on a white background, is America, right? It's meant to probably be inclusive. I think it is probably the most successful overall. It has a very coherent look. It looks designed in a way that I don't think is too slick, but is really feels considered and thought through.
Okay, well, now let's look at the Trump logo. First of all, it's his name in white letters on a red background. It says Trump, and it says Make America Great Again.
Right. This is basically doing the opposite of what Hillary's logo is doing in a way. I think this, you know, sort of speaks to his campaign and sort of his aesthetic, which is things that look shiny. You know, there's sort of a fake shadow and some fake shine on there. And it includes the slogan. It sort of is telling you what to think. If you compare it to Hillary's, I think Hillary's is a very open kind of symbol that people can attach their own meaning to. And I feel like this one is very much, it feels much less sophisticated visually, not just aesthetically, but in terms of what it's asking from the viewer.
On the other hand, I guess you could also say that it's just very simple. This is the one message he has, and that's it.
Yes. No, that's definitely true. And I think, you know, there's something you said for, you know, repeating your slogan, and, you know, you put it on a hat and you put it on your logo and you put it on a sign and you put it everywhere. So you can't forget that.
We're talking with Benjamin Chaikin, a graphic design critic for the Rhode Island School of Design, and we're talking about presidential campaign logos. All right, now we're going to look at the Ted Cruz logo. That is his name, Ted Cruz, the year 2016, and then to the left, it's a red, white, and blue design, and there's a star, but the star kind of gets cut off on the bottom.
Yeah, it could be a teardrop, it could be a flame, it's a flag, obviously. when this first debuted, people saw some similarities actually to the Al Jazeera logo. I doubt that was intentional.
But I guess that could be the danger of being imaginative with this.
Sure.
Because somebody's going to see something in there that you did not intend.
Right, exactly. It is a flag. It is mostly red. You know, so if you want to do the sort of red-blue analysis that way, what I think is interesting is he's using his whole name. He's using a serif typeface, you know, which has the little feet and the little extra pieces, more of like a text typeface that you might see in a newspaper, as opposed to something bold and sans serif like Trump or Hillary. It makes it a little softer. It's maybe more, you know, old-fashioned.
All right, let's go to the other main candidate who's still slugging away, and that's Bernie Sanders. And his is Bernie. That's the name. It's got a star over the eye and a blue and white underlining of his name, but suggestive, certainly, of the flag.
Sure. Yeah. Red, white, and blue stripe there. This one, again, I think is pretty successful. I think it is his name, but it's his first name and sort of shortened nickname. It's friendly and approachable. The typeface itself feels like something from an old school book. It's been customized a little bit. You can see where the right part of the R sort of overlaps with the left edge of the N. It feels approachable and not fancy.
As I look at it now, the R and the N, right in the center of his name, they look almost playful. Like the R looks like it could start to dance or something, you know. So that is very interesting. A lot going on there with just the letters. And the color, too, the blue. It's not the blue that you see in the American flag.
No, it's not. It's definitely it's a brighter, lighter. It's a lighter, sort of brighter color blue, which I think, which I'm sure they spent a lot of time thinking about what that blue would be.
Well, as a final thought, Ben Chaiken, can you sort of educate us what we should be looking for or what we could be looking for when we see these logos now?
Sure. I mean, I think one thing I can say is to be careful about your first impression, right? I mean, I think logos are about first impressions, but it's very easy from the outside, from the spectator's side, to go, well, why did they choose that color? Or why did they, you know, why did they make it an arrow pointing to the right? That was dumb. I could do a better job, or my kid could do a better job, or whatever. And it's really not about the individual mark in the abstract. It's really about how it gets used and what kind of associations we put on it. The best logo won't save a campaign that is doomed otherwise, and vice versa. A campaign that is hitting all the right notes in terms of the rest of its message won't necessarily be harmed by not having the best.
But it's awfully interesting to think about and talk about.
Yes.
And Benjamin Chaiken, graphic design critic for RISD, thanks for educating us a bit on this topic, giving us one more tool to use to try to evaluate the candidates this election.
Thank you so much for having me.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's Artscape is made possible by Providence Picture Frame and Dryden Gallery, offering fine custom framing to artists, businesses, and homes since the 1800s. Displaying local artists in a three-story gallery, now offering framed antique maps in New England, photography by Richard Benjamin, photograph restoration, and a fine photo printing department, too. ProvidencePictureFrame.com.